All right. Hello, everybody. I don't know if you're tuning in. We're going to try to do a live stream, and we did not publicize this at all. So part of the problem is we needed to kind of show this out there. We'll do a live of the Cal Aggie predictions, kind of a welcome predictions preview, do it real quick. And we're going to hopefully enable the chat here, see if I could get this up and running so that you'll be able to join in on the show as well. Add your points of view, and let's see what we can do on this. So we're just going to give a little bit of time, see if some people can join us, and at that point we'll have you coming on in, and then we'll kind of get the show started here. So hang on, let me see if we got okay. All right, let's just get going on here. So we have Cal Aggie tomorrow. Just kind of do a little breakdown of the race itself and some of the events, and then kind of go through the categories and do some predictions. What I'd like to do with this in the future is get it so we do it on the night before, get some people joining in, and they can throw out their predictions of kind of who they think is going to show well. Some people can maybe say how they're going to do, and kind of give a rundown. Now, some of this is going to be a little bit difficult because we don't necessarily know how everyone's running and what their fitness is, but we can kind of take a look at the race predictor and see how some of the people are, what the race predictor is kind of going to see on some of these people. Okay, so take a look, first of all. Here, day's going to start pretty simple, 7 o'clock, Cat 5s, then going to the juniors, Cat 3 4s, junior 15, 18, masters 45s going off at 9:15, Cat 4s at 10, women 3 4 5s at 10:45, Cat 3s at 11:30, masters 35 at 12:45, Cat 4 5s at 1:35, women 1 2 3 at 2:15, P1 2 3 at 3:10. And most of those are going for 30, 40 minutes. Got a 35 minute here, 50. And then the P123 is going for 70 minutes. So I don't know if you know much about the Land Park area itself or the race, but it is, let's just see if we get, oh, here we go. So downtown Land Park area. Registration, by the way, opens at 6 a.m. So, you know, get there early, close 15 minutes before your race. Sutterville Road and Freeport Road, right down by Sac City College. Prizes, 3 deep on most of those. Premiums, merchandise, a lot of awards. It's not one you're going to show up and look to make bank on. So, you know, if that's what your intentions are tomorrow, maybe go to the casino instead. Going to be held rain, shine, snow, what have you. I don't know if we have a weather protocol issue going on in the NorCal region. So it should be fine. I've done that race in pouring rain and nice weather as well. Entries, 30-day pre-reg. So those are pre-reg, I already know that. 40-day race of, day of, and I think it's an extra 15 for an additional race. Okay, so what is the course like itself? It's pretty much just kind of a loop with a little chicane around a tree that's kind of an extra loop in it, a little over a mile, I believe, or right around that. It's pretty quick. And you do have some brakes that can stick on that race course. Last year, we saw that in almost all the races, the Cal Aggie, and then we redo it with the Land Park later on in the year. So let's start off with the Cat 5s in the morning. They're going to be going out quick, kind of see a look at who's race signed up for this. They actually have, 28 riders signed up. It's a decent amount. And for the men, I don't know much of any of these people. And you got some Rio Strada. You have some Davis Bike Club. If we got maybe advertise this out and some people were joining in, we would be able to get some predictions on who this, but this the race predictor itself. It says Travis Risley of Napa, Aaron Gorman, and Martin Michael of Davis Bike Club for the top three there. Let's see if I know any of these people. Rio, Davis, I don't know these people. I'll have to get out a little bit more for get to know some of these people. So good luck to all those people. And then we have following those, you have the juniors. Now, this is one thing I am pretty excited to see. You got the first field is there's only 7 that have pre-regged. in the 9 to 14, and but in the other edition you have almost 30, I think, that have signed up. So that's a good indication. Team Swift really does come out in full force for this. Massimo Morrison for Team Swift is predicted number one. Nolan Arino, Chantel Toupin. So they do mix it up with the male and female genders racing in there together. They do race them and score them separately. So good luck to all those people. Okay. Then after that, we have the Cat 3-4 men. And this one, you have 20 riders registered. Top three listed here are Steve Netter, Aiden Jose of Team Swift, and Stefan Lenz of Chico. We do have our buddy Jeff Scott, teammate Jeff Scott, in there rolling at 7. Jonah Kellogg, Team Swift Junior, 6 prediction. Jonah's a really good sprinter, and he's been training a lot with Cole Davis and some of those other guys. And so I expect him to do well. He does finish well. Jeff Scott, I do expect a lot. That guy on our team has been really going well lately. So to see him do well, I do expect some out of that. Jeff, I do expect that out of you. And those guys go, the Cat 3s are going 7:50 in the morning, which sucks. So you got 45 minutes, field limit 100, not going to probably reach that. And they race for merchandise, as do all of the races here. It's a little early. You know, hey, one of the motivations when I was younger to upgrade was to get out of racing so early in the morning. So you never know what's going to happen with these guys. But they do, like I said, 45 minutes. Next up, we have the junior 15 to 18. 23 riders registered for this one. We do have Jonah Kellogg coming in at the predictor, Team Swift for first. Cameron Stewart, second on Team Swift. And Finn Thompson, Davis Bike Club, third for the predictions. Simply, this goes off, I think, your last 5 races of the year. So if you're doing a lot of races and you're doing well, it gives you some points for the prediction. And this one's also mixed in there. So you have, you know, ones that are racing in 15 category up to 18, girls and boys. Like I said, Team Swift does show up pretty good. Davis does as well. And see the top. I'm not recognizing a lot of these. So I would go out there at 8:40 in the morning and check them out. Do a little recon for the podcast, but probably not. Good luck to them as well. Okay, the Masters 45. This is where you start getting into kind of the big hitters of the day. And currently you have the 45s, have 31 already pre-regged. You're going to see one person here coming in kind of at the top for the Masters 35 and 45. Rick Reinhart, he did finish the season very well, winning his district. So he gets predicted up there first. You have Jason Graffath, Thirsty Bear, coming in second. Yutch Cowhey, who's switched over to Thirsty Bear this year. Steve Netter, we just saw him predicted in one of the, I think, Cat 3s as well for Impact. And Rick Lawton, R4R Make-A-Wish, who I think that team won the Barbat last year. So that's your top 5 for the 45s. You know, just looking through there, I mean, you've got some other good finishers who've done well here. Andrew Heineman, Audie Reno, Jeff Watson, Michael David Winery. I don't know how he's going. You know, all depends on how they're going this time of year. Let's see if we have Gus Plattis, Rio. I mean, I know a lot of these guys. Dave Albrecht, Ken Todd. I don't know how Ken Todd's sprint is. So, Ken, I'm not sure if I'm picking it. Jeff Dale. Jeff Dale, here's an interesting one. Thirsty Bear, he was with Revs, Team Revs last year. I know he was wiping it up in the 3s a lot, 3-4s. So now he looks like he's, I don't know if he's upgraded to a 2. So he's stepping it up there a little bit. And it'll be interesting to see how he does this season. And tomorrow's a good chance, but, you know, he may be having to post it in for his teammates here. Thirsty Bear may have some other guys, you know, show up day of. They obviously in the 45s, they won that last year. I think Jason Graffath won that. And so they have a good chance of obviously doing well again this year. Then we've got, after the 45s, the Cat 4s. Let's take a look here. The 4s, yeah, 31 registered. I'm seeing John Nee of Penvelo, Marcus Cheek of Squadra, Lorenzo Fair of Team City. I don't know a lot of these on the 4s. Data-driven, Jacob Heinrich, I do know him. He's our teammate. He's been riding pretty well. He has a decent finish. So, Jacob, you know, let's see what you can do. Get in the finish there. The fours are going at 10 o'clock, so a little bit more reasonable time frame tomorrow. Then the women's 3, 4, 5. This is where some of the disappointment starts to show, because the pre-regged on the women has been pretty low. So cat 3, 4, 5 women, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 riders pre-regged. Sarah Cretil, Davis Bike, Melissa Ortega, She Spoke, and Chantel Tupaz of CBRE racing in the top three. The prediction there, not sure how that's going to go. I mean, you've got 6 riders. I mean, almost anything can happen there. So, but they start to show up at 10:45. The cat threes, you know, I did the cat threes already, but this is, I mix those up with the cat 3, 4s. So let's do the 3, 4s. That's the women. This is the cat 3 men. So the earlier was the 3, 4s. You know, some of these riders, like our team, some of these guys in the threes, and there's, if you're a cat 3, 35 year old, you can race a ton during the day. Cat 3, 4 men. There we go. 25 riders in that one. Steve Netter, Jonah Kellogg, James Jones. I don't see Jeff in that one, so he's in the other cat 3 race. So this one, I swapped these around. So a lot of the similar ones, you know, like I said, you could do a bunch of those different races. Masters 35. So Masters 35, we've got 28 riders registered for that one. Once again, Rick Reinhart predicted at number one there. Chris Espy of Touchstone Racing, number two. Michael Claudio, Thirsty Bear, number three. Jason Griffath, Yutch. I'm at 7th. Chris Flower or 8th. So here's what I'm seeing on this. You never know. Michael Claudio, who tore us apart last year, ended up staying away in the break. And then our teammate John Novikov, who's predicted down in 23rd, but I would expect that's only due to his lack of some racing at the end of the season last year. I expect him to be going well tomorrow, along with Jeff Scott for our team. You're going to see Thirsty Bear with Claudio. I mean, the idea is you get him or Griffath off the front if those guys are going well. Rick Reinhart can sprint finish well. Same with SB, but you don't know how everyone is this time of year. You've also got the Tough Brothers, Kevin and Matt, showing up, the SP2 Life Elite Cycling Team. That's new for them this year. Max Poland's in there. He does well in a break situation. And then, like I've been saying, you never know who's going to just show up day of. So you've got some, I only see one Touchstone. You never know, Casey Sayers, bunch of those guys show up, teammates, Baker, you know, give them quite a strong team. But, you know, sometimes they stay away from this race at the beginning of the year. So Rick Reinhart, I predict data-driven athlete on that one. So you heard it here first. All right. After the 35s, you have the cap 4, 5 men, 36 riders in that one. It's a good size field. Good job doing some pre-reg here for these guys early season. Team Swift, you've got John Nye, Robin McKinney, Miles Villahermosa as your top three. Not real familiar with the Cat 4-5 gentlemen, but like I said, decent amount there and should be good for a good race there. Those guys also get a race at 1:35, so that's a nice time in the afternoon. Then you got two races left, the women, 1, 2, 3. If I could find that one. In women, 1, 2, 3. One rider, Sawyer Taylor, is pre-regged for that. So, must say, a little disappointing to see the women. I know that there's, you know, they want the prime time. You're looking at 2:15, 50 minutes, field limit of 100, merchandise you're racing for. You got one signed up. That's really disappointing. You know, when you're getting juniors signing up, you're getting cat fives filling up this field here, and quite disappointed. Now, day of, I hope it's more, but I mean, you know, we did this thing with Nevada City last year where we were like, hey, you fill up the minimum field here, at least past the point where they're paying, we will give you $100 for the last place finisher, just to see if we can get the field kind of linked up more. And no one showed up. When I say no one, I mean, you finished 10th, you got paid. So we weren't paying out. So they didn't do that. A little disappointed. And I'm calling it out a little bit because, one person to sign up. I'm signing up for 35s people. I'm probably going to do the P123s, which we'll talk about now, the men pro 1-2-3 field. 32 pre-reg. Now look, pre-reg doesn't necessarily mean that's what you're going to get in your field. So obviously there's still a chance for the women to redeem themselves, but it's not starting out good, right? Just calling you out a little bit, and you'll get some more publicity if you show up. So let's try doing that. P123 filled. You have 32 pre-reg. Once again, we don't know who all is going to show up outside of this, and I hope you get a bunch more. Some of the teams to look for here, the SP2 Life Elite Cycling Team with Josh Carling, Scott Cohen of the Davis Bike Club, a very good sprinter, Timmy Bauer, SP2 Life Elite. I don't see Timmy, no, I'm not saying anything bad, but I don't see Timmy getting third with Josh getting first due to Timmy's job for Josh. That's just all I'm saying on that, because he does a lot of work for him. And if you're getting Josh in the finish, Timmy's going to be doing some heavy duty lifting the last few laps. So, and it's usually pretty impressive. But you know, you get Timmy, hey, Timmy, why don't you get out there and get in the break, give yourself a chance, see what happens instead of, you know, waiting around for Josh to finish it. Just trying to cause a little bit. Anthony Ferretti, Amain is looking in here. Chad Long, who's now switched over teams, Mike's Bikes. I only see one Tarun rider registered, Matt Michael, who's Masters rider, but has a very good kick. He does very well in the sprint. So it'd be interesting to see if Tarun comes out in full force tomorrow. Kevin Tufts, Matt Tufts, SP2, and Spirulina, something like that. Davis. Davis always has as a, you know, this is their race. I don't know, Davis Bike Club race, but I guess Cal Aggie. So it's not theirs, but the Davis Bike Club team comes out. Scott Cohen, some of these other guys, they have good kicks. Team California, who had some good early season results here for us last year. Tate Menches, that's the only one I see. So maybe they'll have some more for them tomorrow. Kurt Mills, the data-driven. I don't see a data-driven athlete doing much to control this P123 field. We do plan on doing that one as well. I'll just do a day of. And I don't expect much. Oh, Chris Evans signed up also for Tarun. So I see two of those guys in there. So if you get like last year, some Mark Pro, a few more Mike's Bikes, Team California, and Tarun, you can have a pretty heavy duty Spirulina. You can have a pretty heavy duty Amain. Don't want to forget them as well. Heavyweight battle. So I'm really looking forward to that. Should be fun. And that's at 3:10. So the big event, 3:10, 70 rider or 70 minute duration, 100 person field limit. And let's see, I get any chat action. So maybe next time we'll try to do a little bit better job on, this was kind of a last minute deal anyways, and see if we can get some more people to join in and maybe do a little few guest spots here for some prediction. Just want to do a short little, how you doing? Good luck tomorrow to everyone that's out there racing. Tell you what also do, when you're posting your results, either on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, go ahead and tag us in there and kind of tell you how you're doing, your photos, tag us up, and we'll try to get some mentions out there because we will be out there for some of the races. So B2W_podcast for Instagram, Twitter, between two, the number two wheels on Facebook, do that as well. And once again, check us out. Look for us on the streaming again. That's between two wheels. Check us out on the YouTube channel. And subscribe, check the little button there so that you get notifications for when these things come out. And we will see you at the race. Good luck. Keep your rubber side down and post up on the win. Bye.